Our call to worship today is 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 11. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. The Spirit searches for all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of men, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray this morning for all of us here as we worship you. And Lord, if we are seeking you, Lord, I pray that you'll show us the way. And if we don't know how to ask, Lord, I pray that you'll intercede for us because you know the heart of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Romans chapter 8 as we continue on in Romans. We're going to be looking at verses 26 and 27 today. It's an incredible text, and I have to tell you, I've enjoyed putting the message together. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. I have an illustration here from Chuck Swindoll. And how many of you have ever heard Chuck Swindoll speak? Okay. So you know that he can be sort of off to one side or the other, a little bit rabbit trail, right? You know that? I remember quoting years ago in school, he says, how much wood does a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck your wood as much as he could, and he'd chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. And then he goes on, doesn't that change your life? It's called a tongue twister, designed to display the use of the same words over and over and over again. It sounds like 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4. Blessed be the name and God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. What's he saying? God gives us comfort in our affliction so that we can comfort others. I love it. The same thought over and over again. Comfort, 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 he says. The comfort is to bring someone alongside. Parakletos, para alongside, kleo, to call. It describes the Holy Spirit, and it always has in mind of the idea of helping. When my car won't run any longer, I call a guy who has a big truck, and he pulls it to a place where it can be repaired. When my car doesn't work, I call my son. Not really, he's too far away. That's because when I lift the hood, he says, all I can do is pray. I call someone alongside to help. That's the word used in John 16:7. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, Parakletos, shall not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. The Holy Spirit is the Parakletos for all Christians. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for these words, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit who helps us along the way, for your comfort when we need it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of you have been ever in a stressful situation? Stressful. In a time when you don't quite know what to say, or in a time maybe you don't even know what to do. Have you been there? Maybe a tornado just ripped off the house of your neighbor's house, ripped off the roof of your neighbor's house, and you don't quite know what to do. You want to help them, but you don't know what to say or to, you know, how to go about it. Maybe your good friend just found out that his entire body is full of cancer and you're just not quite sure what to say. Have you been there? Maybe you're on a trip and you stop at a rest stop and there's a big burly guy and he's got a gun in his hand. He comes up to you and says, "Do you know God?" What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Let's say that you're in Rapid during the rally and a little 8-year-old girl comes up to you and says, "My mommy just left last night with a guy on a motorcycle." What are you going to do? Maybe you get a call from the police and it's around 2 o'clock in the morning and a close friend has just committed suicide. And the note that they left has your name on it, saying, "I couldn't do anything else. There's no other option for me." And so they committed suicide. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell the family? Most of these situations have happened to me, and I'm not sure if you've been in any sticky situations like that, but your heart is torn out, and what do you do? What do you tell people? What do you tell your friends? What do you tell friends of family, and how do you explain God's work? Our text today explains the same sort of thing. When we don't know how to pray, what happens? The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. How? With groaning too deep for words. My mind thinks in pictures. What does that look like when the Holy Spirit is groaning? Too deep for words. Pretty incredible. When God cares about you enough to be groaning. Last week we looked at verses 18 through 25 and verses 22 and 23. We talked about the whole world groaning. Why? Because we're excited and we can't wait for the end of time, for the time that we have to go and stand before God. And even Christians, we groan within ourselves, hoping for the day of glory and the day of our Lord. So our text today starts with verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So when we find ourselves in situations that we just don't know what to say or don't know how to pray, and in a situation with somebody else, our heart aches. And in the same way, we find ourselves in predicaments and we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit's heart aches. The problem that I see in Christians today is that when we don't know how to pray, we don't. We don't pray. We try to fix it ourselves, or we ignore it, or whatever else. But in everything in our life, we need to just simply do. I remember starting college at age 45, and we had to take a beginning computer course. And for all of you who know how to use a computer, that sounds really funny to you, but when you really don't know how to use one, it was pretty intimidating. And it was an adult class, and there were people in that class older than I am, and some younger. And I remember this one lady, 12 years younger than I was, and she came to class with her computer in her hands like this. She was afraid of it. And so we had to learn how to use the computer because it was going to help us. It was a tool to use in college, and we had to learn how to use the Word, Microsoft Office programs. It was going to help us in our schooling. But we had to learn one very important thing first. What's the first thing you do to a computer, Byron? Did you hear what he said? You got to turn it on. And it sounds really elementary, but it's the same thing with prayer. When we don't know what to pray and we're troubled in our soul, we need to pray. We need to jump in with both feet because the Holy Spirit has our back. And He's going to intercede for us. He really is. He's going to pray for us. So how does the Spirit know what to pray? How does the Spirit know how to pray for us? He knows our hearts, doesn't He? Look at our call to worship. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, "For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the Spirit of the man and which is in him? Even the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God." So if the Holy Spirit is in us, don't you think He would know how to pray for us? And when is the Spirit inside of us? If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He lives in us. Can I hear an amen? 1 Corinthians 6:19. "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have? You are not your own." He knows us inside and out. He knows when we're hurting. He knows when we're hurting for somebody else. He knows when we want to pray. He's just waiting for you to pray. He wants a relationship with you. And so He simply wants you to pray to Him. Romans 8:27. "And He who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit," what the Spirit is, "because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." The Spirit knows us, and He searches the hearts, and He knows everything, the Bible says. That would bring fear to us. He knows everything about us. He knows our deepest, deepest longings. Before I read the benediction, I just want to remind all of us this morning that in order to have victory in Jesus, we need to have a relationship with Him, and He wants us to trust in Him at all times. And so our benediction is Psalm 62, verse 8. It says, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Amen. Have a good day.